San Francisco's Department of Disability and Aging Services, along with the nonprofit group Self-Help for the Elderly, organized the meetup. Speakers said elder abuse can take many forms, including physical abuse or neglect, but older adults are especially vulnerable to financial abuse. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the cost of elder abuse each year is in the billions. He said scammers are using every tool at their disposal.
Older adults lose nearly $3 billion to financial frauds and schemes every year. $3 billion of hard-earned money, many folks on fixed incomes, money they can't afford to lose. And the scams vary from call center scams, romance scams, grandparent scams. AI is being used more to simulate loved ones in danger and in jeopardy who need money now, and you need to send it.
Local, state, and federal law enforcement officials say they are working together to take down scammers who are often responsible for sophisticated international schemes. FBI agent Robert Tripp says law enforcement efforts only go so far, and educating elders about the latest scams has to be part of the strategy.
This is not a problem that I think we can arrest our way out of. And for that reason, education is a key part of the FBI's mitigation strategy. I'm so glad that we're not just partnering with our law enforcement partners, but we're also partnering with our community groups and with our city organizations.
Each year, various agencies host educational financial fraud workshops for older adults. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says many of these crimes go unreported because older people feel embarrassed about being deceived and others face things like language barriers. He said elders need to know that reporting incidents helps.
You're not alone, and we really encourage you, if you have been a victim of these types of crimes, to report it, because if we don't have them report it, then we can't catch the people that are doing this. I know there is language barriers in some case, but please know that this police department has multilingual officers across the board, Cantonese, Mandarin, Tagalog, and other languages. So if English is not your first language, we can get translation services out.
The speaker said telltale signs of elder abuse are things like depression, unexplained injuries, weight loss, and sudden financial loss. San Francisco's City Hall will be illuminated in purple, the official color for elder abuse awareness, on Friday and Saturday. For KPFA News, I'm Chloe Behrens in SF.